everybody. Welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life, alongside Aubrey Sampson. My name is Brian Fromm. Glad to have you with us today. And we're thrilled to be joined by someone who's been on the show before, lead teaching pastor at Community Evangelical Free Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, managing editor for Gospel-Centered Discipleship, and co-author of Blogging for God's Glory in a Clickbait World. That is Benjamin Verbicek. Benjamin, great to have you back on. How are you doing, man?
Oh, doing really well. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Hey, could you remind our people, reintroduce yourself to our listeners so they can get to know you a little bit?
Yeah. So, pastor of a local church in the capital city of Pennsylvania. Not a huge capital, but it's a great place to live. I've got a bunch of kids that love sports, and I like writing things.
Yeah, you said off the air that you've got a pretty busy weekend because of sports.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking, I was recently at a pastor's conference, came home, and I thought, man, I think my home life is a lot harder than anything I do at work, just managing all the chaos.
That's right.
I feel that. Benjamin, your blog is called Fan and Flame. People can find it at fanandflame.com. You wrote an amazing blog post recently that was called Dear Twitter, I'm Leaving You for My Wife. Can you talk to us about that?
Well, when my wife read it, she thought I overpromised a little in the title there.
That's honest.
It's a little more about Twitter than her. But so it was a long time coming. I really like Twitter for the connections it makes and the friendships it develops. I do feel like there's some meaningful connections I've made. For me, it was becoming more and more difficult to find the joy and the good in the sea of, I don't know, what I call trash.
Yeah.
It just was so hard. And especially my little niche, which is just, I know it's not everybody else's, but the little pastor world of Twitter can be very nitpicky and harsh. And I had had enough. That's the short answer. We could talk about it more, though.
No, I would love to talk about it more. Like, what's been the difficulty for you? Because I go through that a lot. I got to get off of Facebook. I'm done with Twitter.
Yeah.
Whatever else it might be. So has it been freeing for you? Has it been a struggle? Like, you find yourself wanting to, like, almost reflexively going back and like, oh, wait, I'm not going to do that. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know that I've ever been fully addicted. The closest thing I've probably is caffeine and Starbucks or something like that. So I don't know that there's true withdrawals, but I do find myself going like, I just want to click over or look at it or whatever. And every once in a while I've checked back, but just to see if anybody sends me a message or something that I want to follow up with. But it is really nice to not be connected in that way and feel that impulse to just look. I hadn't realized just in an hour of time at the office or on a weekend or whatever, how much I was pulling a phone out just to check. So I think it's been freeing. You know, one thing I just since writing that article, reflection I have, can I share that with you?
Please, Absolutely. Please do.
Yeah. So for me, the medium itself, okay, well, it's a radio program. Perhaps many people are driving in their car as they're listening. You know, when your car's out of alignment, it's pulling to one side or another, and maybe it's minor, and so you just let it go, and you overcompensate by just tilting the steering wheel a little bit. But that takes effort. Mm-hmm. As thinking about social media in general, maybe even specifically Twitter, it is not as an accident or a fault, but in a sense, but like it's baked in to the machinery to pull you towards outrage.
Certainly, that's
and. Yeah. So what I was finding myself, is that the effort it took to have a Twitter engagements that were glorifying to the Lord, pleasing and enjoyable, that bore the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience and kindness and faithfulness and so on, it really took a lot of effort when it's constantly trying to pull you to the sides, the ditch, so to speak, of outreach. And so I just, throughout 2020, I just wore down. And normally I think it's good for Christians to be there. It's not probably the most helpful if all Christians vacate social media, but, I just didn't have the strength for it anymore. Mm.
Benjamin, for Christians who feel, for whatever reason, convicted to stay on social media, so there are Christians in that space, I guess I'm wondering what sort of words would you give them to guard themselves against that outrage or to guard themselves against being kind of, you know, pulled in one direction or the other? Because you're right, it is baked into the system.
Yeah, I think the first step would be to acknowledge that there's a current in the stream, mm-hmm. that it's actually, you're not just, and I think we have this high view of the influence we can have on others. And that's great. You know, I think, you know, Habakkuk has that line in the Bible about the knowledge of the Lord covering the earth as the waters cover the seas. Like mm-hmm. that's a glorious thing we're moving towards with the Lord's help. And so we want to be in all places, whether that's in books or TV, online, radio, as you are here, podcasts, that's wonderful. But so we have this view of influencing the world for Christ, super noble. But I think we don't understand how much we're also being discipled mm-hmm. by the medium itself. And so mm-hmm. I would just encourage, just as a first step, would just to be thinking reflectively about not how just you're influencing other people, but how Twitter itself or any other social media is actually influencing you.
It's good.
Yeah. And I think one of the premises, you know, you talk about, I'm leaving you for my wife, which is, I think, just a great hook and a great line, is the idea of presence, right? And you talked about it earlier. One thing social media does to me is makes me feel really distracted. Like I'm constantly bouncing all around. Talk about maybe how you've experienced it, but just in general, the importance of presence with your family, with your church, whatever else it might be, and how social media kind of wars against that on us a little bit.
Oh man. So I'm a dad with a house where I've got a 3-year-old all the way up to a 14-year-old.
Wow.
And, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, we just celebrated, I think we got out of 12 years of diapers recently.
Congrats.
Yes. It's a wonderful feeling. So, but man, they need their dad. They need someone to look them in the eyes when they're talking. They don't need to say my name 4 times to get my attention. Cause I was talking to people that I don't really know that are little avatars on a screen that maybe liked something I did or hated something I did. Doesn't matter. I've got kids growing up and then not to mention my wife, that, which is where the title came from. I just thought, yeah, I'm a distracted person by itself. And so to have a phone in my hand, like she wants me to listen to her with my face, not just.
That's good.
And there's a tip everyone. There for. Yes, there. Yeah, that's for free. They can, your listeners can just put that into practice. Their marriage will be better already. So that for me, even when I go to a restaurant, like I want to position myself at a table that's not facing a TV. I mean, I like TV as much as the next person, but like I just can't do it. And I felt like this has been, you know, if you can do it, great, but I just can't handle it.
That's great. Benjamin, it's really fun to have you on. Before we let you go, remind people all the places they can find you. Clearly not on Twitter anymore, but where, you know, where do you blog? Where can people find you if they want to read more of your stuff?
Yeah, I just love to connect through my blog. And you can get an email back and forth and just get to know real people. And that way, so fanandflame.com is where I write. I used to write more regularly, but I'm down to maybe once a month now. It used to be weekly, but my editing role and kind of book writing role has backed that off a bit. But I'm still there writing things and love to connect with people.
Yeah, Benjamin, it's been a lot of fun having you back on the show again. Benjamin Verbicek is a lead teaching pastor, a community evangelical free church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, managing editor for Gospel-Centered Discipleship, co-author of a book called Blogging for God's Glory in a Clickbait World. And again, you can find Benjamin at fanandflame.com. That's fanandflame.com. Benjamin, ton of fun to have you back on.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here with us, Benjamin.
Yeah, we'll do it again sometime. Have a great day, man.
You too, Audrey and Brian. Thanks.
Thanks. You're listening to The Common Good on AM 1160. Hope for your life.